This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to Job Search Radio. Salary negotiation is one of those things that drives people up a wall. Why can't they just give me the money I want already, huh? It'd be so much easier, and I'm scared. I don't want to blow this thing. And a whole bunch of other stuff goes through people's mind. On this show, like others I've done, I offer a salary negotiation technique that I think you can execute. Hope you find it helpful, and I hope you connect with me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And with that, let's get going. Hey, and I'm here today to give you another tactic for salary negotiation. See, I've published a lot of them as videos. And the reason I publish a lot is that, well, each of you has a different ability to tolerate the stress of a negotiation. Some of you want what I call the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself. Some are open to the second easiest ways. Some people want to really get in there for a fight. And there's lots of different gradients between those extremes. So here's one of those mid-range options that I think is very helpful. And the first thing is really, you know, if the firm wants you to fill out an application, leave a blank. You know, if you need to scribble something, but leave it blank. And when they verbally ask you, you know, I noticed this is blank on the resume, because they know what you're doing at this point. You know, how much are you making now, or how much are you looking for? You basically respond by saying, I'm much more interested in the nature of the work I'd be doing for your firm than I am in a specific number. So, no, I'm not going to take $14,000 a year, but, you know, I expect you to be reasonable with your offers. And then from there, some firms are going to go and take a second stab at this. And they'll say something along the lines of, I need a number here. And you can respond by saying, I'll consider any reasonable offer. And again, what this does is stall. And if they go at it again, you know, I don't know how to be more clear. I consider any reasonable offer. Now, once they've made the offer, you know, assuming that this worked, then, and by the way, let me back up for a second. That's a timeout there. If it doesn't work, you've learned something about them. You've learned something that they've got to just break your shoes. I didn't want to use a male anatomical part there that came to mind. But they're there to break it down so you can form. Now, particularly if you're in sales and marketing, never, ever concede at this point. Because, you know, what are you saying about yourself as a salesperson? As a matter of fact, you know, after you've given the answer the first time, about, you know, what's really most important to me is the nature of the work and the product and the service and what have you. You know, what you want to be doing if they come at you again is to say something along the lines of, hey, look, you know, if I made it easy for you, you question my ability as a salesperson, right? So, you know, my job here is to give you a sense of who I am and what I'm capable of, what my achievements have been and what I can do for you. You know, I ask that you be treated. I be treated fairly, and let's move on here. So, again, if they push you, that tells you something. That they really want you to operate in a square box, and you don't want to work for a firm that's going to confine you in such a way, in my opinion. Now, here's the fun thing to do once you get the offer. Ready? This one I love. So, I want you to pause for a second, and I'm going to say, we're going to be making you an offer, or we are making you an offer. We really want you to come on board. The salary part of the offer is a base of 120, and then they started laying out the additional percentages. And I want you to turn around and go, particularly if you're in sales, I want you to say, 120. See, what that does is lets them know that the number isn't quite right. And it opens up the conversation for negotiation. And then from there, you can follow up with data that you've gotten from various sources about what someone with your background should be earning in a role like this. Now, you can always accept the 120 and all the other stuff. And after you've dealt with the salary, by all means, go at all the other conditions. You know, we're going to be paying you 3% over 20. You know, whatever the percentages are on top of the base, start trying to negotiate those as well. But start at the salary number just by repeating it back. Because what that does is gives them the idea that you're uncomfortable saying yes and that it's a subject for negotiation that they want to enter into with you. So, again, another approach, another way of doing a negotiation that I hope you can execute. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There, I have curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's designed to help you find work more quickly. It's articles, podcasts, videos. You know, it's all my books and guides to job hunting are there for one low price. And you can ask me questions about your search so that you don't make mistakes that prove costly. You know, the kind of things that make you hit yourself in the head and say, why did I say that? Or why did I do that? So again, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And by the way, if we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.